It's time for All Things Gardening with Charlie Nardozzi. Hey there, Charlie.
Good morning, Mary.
You know, for gardeners and folks who've got the room, apple trees add so much. They're just such a beautiful tree. And of course, there's the added benefit of apples. But are there some varieties that could work in a smaller yard? And for folks that just don't have the space for an apple tree that's going to get huge?
Yeah, you know, there are a lot of dwarf apple trees out there now. And if you've been doing any pick your own at local orchards, you'll notice that a lot of these orchardists are going to these smaller trees that often are less than 15 feet tall. These dwarf trees are great because they produce fruit a little bit sooner. They fit, obviously, in a smaller space. So if you have a small yard or an area that doesn't have a lot of sun throughout the yard, just a couple of spots where they get their full sun, it could be really helpful. And because they're short, they're a lot easier to take care of as far as pruning and spraying and harvesting. You want to look for ones that have what we call dwarfing rootstocks on them. It could be the M7s or the M9s. What these do is they dwarf the size of the tree about 75%. So you can take a tree that's normally 40 feet tall as a standard tree and dwarf it down to about a 10-foot tall tree. That's pretty cool. Looking for those rootstocks that are out there, and you can tell most apple trees are grafted trees, and you can see that the rootstock is that bottom part, and then where it gets grafted is a little bulge in the stem, and then that's the variety that you're growing, whatever variety you choose. And of course, you want to have a couple different varieties. It's really great about these trees is that, as I mentioned, you can fit them in small spaces, but they do have a few downsides too. One is that they don't have a real strong root system, so they can blow over pretty easily if you have a real strong storm. So often they need to be staked or trellised in some way so that you can actually fit them and keep them upright. The other is that they don't produce as much as a semi-dwarf or a standard-sized tree, so you might have a couple different types of trees there, a number of different varieties, if you really want to produce a lot of apples. So that's kind of a cool thing. Another version of these is called the columnar apple trees, and this is kind of fun because these trees are, again, dwarf. They only grow about 6 feet tall. They grow in a straight pole, and they have little stubby branches all the way down. That's where they produce their fruit. It's on those stubby branches. One of them actually is called North Pole, so you can kind of get an idea of what it would look like. These are perfect for someone who doesn't have much room in your yard, and you want just, you know, maybe 10 or 12 fruits, and that's all you really get. So it's kind of cool to have these different varieties out there that you can play around with to get apples even in a small space.
Oh, that is very cool. I love those options. We have a couple of questions. I think you've ignited some passion about figs with our listeners, Charlie, when we talked a couple of weeks ago about growing them in containers. This one from Ken in Trumbull, Connecticut. It's actually, Ken left us a message. Let's give it a listen.
I live in Connecticut, and I probably have the largest portable fig orchard in the country. I have 117 fig trees in big pots that I take in and out of my garage. I take them out in March, leave them out, water them, and then I harvest the figs in September and let the leaves drop off in November, and I put them back into my underground garage. And I've been doing this for 25 years. I've taught my grandkids how to cultivate them. And along with having 117 of my own in my yard that I pull out of the garage every year, I've probably given away another 75 or so to friends and relatives as they come by.
Ken, that's fabulous. You have so many fig trees growing down there. You know, I do go down to Connecticut frequently to visit family and do talks. So I might make a plan to give you a call and go down there and just check out your trees in Trumbull. And if other people want to check it out, you can contact us at All Things Gardening and we can share some of that information with you.
And this next question from Sue in Richmond. Sue writes, "Hi, Charlie. I read your article about growing figs with interest. In 2017, we planted a brown turkey. For 2 years, we had it in a big pot and then planted it in the ground, protecting it with burlap each winter. Over the summer, it thrives into a tree. 2 years ago, it developed a few figs. Last year, I had maybe 30. I had high hopes that they'd turn brown and mature with the long, warm fall we had, but they didn't. Would you have any suggestions?"
Well, Sue, that's fabulous that you can grow a fig tree in the ground in Vermont, because usually they don't survive. Now, Brown Turkey is a good variety for trying that. So is Hardy Chicago. So the fact that you got it to come back is great. Now, the downside, of course, is that it's going to take a lot of energy for that tree to grow back up from the ground every year, get big enough to start producing fruit and then maturing that fruit. So that's really what the issue is. It's not so much getting the fruit to actually set, but to get it to mature. And you need heat for that. So if you can somehow fashion some kind of system structure around that fig tree so you can get more heat and more protection in August and September when it's getting cool at night and the figs are trying to ripen, that might hasten the ripening. Of course, the other option is to do what I do and many people do, is grow them in containers like you were talking about, and then putting them in the sunniest, warmest spot that you have. That way they'll have enough heat so they actually will mature those figs and you'll have them by September.
Could you actually put like a heater next to them, like a propane heater kind of a thing?
Wow, Mary, you're going real like hardcore here. Yes, you could, I guess. You could create a little structure around it. I know people who love figs so much, they go to extremes to get the fruit. So you can create a little structure around it, maybe insulate a little bit, maybe put a little propane heater in there. You know, why not? To get a fig, it might be worth it.
Okay, if you have questions for Charlie about your garden or your fig tree, you can send them to us. Visit allthingsgardening@vpr.org. And thanks so much, Charlie.
You're welcome, Mary, and I'll be seeing you in the garden.